song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At the leaders as they come for the head of the stretch. They're at the head of the stretch, and Cham is the leader. He leads it by a length. Secretariat is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Jackie Green now drops back. Now and they're in the stretch. It's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Cham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. At the wire, it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Daddy Show.
And here they come into the stretch. The Nuts going on with it, throwing a big race at 25-1. It's the Nuts' first, Yield to the Storm at second. In the hot pursuit, here comes Wayzata Bay and Habaneros, but they're not going to get to the Nuts. He's done it in shocking fashion here in the Bossaman.
Good racing here at Bonner Park. Race 5 is now underway. They head Combo Tuffy takes the lead by a length over the one-horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me the Champ. Somebody has lost a jockey. Looks like the six-horse Pillar Starbuck is not running today. The four-horse is now That's All Folks and Deep Blue Goodbye. Battle it as they come down the stretch. It's going to be those two as they head to the wire, six ahead. They're six ahead except for the horse that lost the rider, Pillar Starbuck. Head to the wire, and That's All Folks is your winner. The one horse Deep Blue Goodbye is second. And I'll tell you, right at the wire, that six horse Pillar Starbuck did not have a jockey on him, but he actually won the race, I think.
Ah, great calls in horse racing history. There they were, folks. Welcome to a Friday edition, a May Day edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The 135th running of the Kentucky Derby will be coming your way tomorrow, and live coverage exclusively here in the Tri-Cities on ESPN Radio. And it will begin with coverage at 4. The race goes at about 5:20 tomorrow, and we will have it all for you. A full field of 20. Will some of these horses that people believe shouldn't even be in the race run the race and hit the wire, or will it be a favorite like it was last year, crossing the wire again this year? We are glad to have you along with us. Steve Anderson, track announcer from Fauner Park, will be the third man in our Kentucky Derby trifecta preview this week. Jeff Apel and from the Thoroughbred Times, and of course makes the picks in the Grand Island Independent from Kentucky for Fauner Park Racing. He joined us on Wednesday. Yesterday, Chris Katulak joined us, of course, coming out of the TVG network, and they both, like Freezing Fire, the number six horse. And then after the show yesterday, the long shot that Chris liked was the five horse, Hold Me Back. And now everybody is talking about Hold Me Back. Our friend from ESPN television again this morning on Mike and Mike, Randy Moss, made that prediction again today. Says he, if you're looking for someone that's not single-digit odds right now, that is the horse to look at.
You know, so many of these horses you can make a case for because they've stepped up at one time or another. You just got to go by the graded earnings, though, and some of these horses have set themselves apart. You know, Hold Me Back, $500,000, just shy of it, to $487,000. You know, certainly in contention there. Freezing Fire, $603,000. So maybe not the type of money. You know, usually there's somebody who set themselves apart with the $1.2 million. You know, those horses, most of them are hurt.
Well, you know, and we talked about that yesterday. Chris Katulak said it could have set up to be one of the greatest races in Kentucky Derby history. With the scratches, it probably will not be that way as far as level of talent in the field. And we will see. You got your picks?
Yeah, you know what? It looks chalky.
Your picks coming up at the end of the program today, who we like.
Pioneer of the Nile has won $1.2 million. I mean, there's some horses in there, but the majority of horses and the names you were hearing in weeks leading up to this, they're not here.
Well, we will find out. No Nebraska connection this year. Steve Anderson going to join us in just a little bit. And we are pleased that in the second half, at the bottom of the hour, actually, of the program today, we are set to be joined by Nebraska defensive coordinator Carl Pelini. That's of the football team, in case you didn't know that, folks. The defensive coordinator of the Nebraska football team, Carl Pelini, is set to join us on the program. And we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Nebraska-Missouri baseball. Game one is tonight at 6:05. We're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to tonight's Nebraska-Missouri game. So you'll have to be able to pick those up at our studios if you're going. And those are courtesy of Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. We want to say thanks to them for teaming up with us and getting rid of the tickets and letting you go enjoy some baseball. Both teams are playing pretty good here over the last week, and we will see what happens tonight. Tomorrow's game, by the way, is going to be televised. All the games can be heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also, Hastings College Baseball, they're playing at 12:30. You can hear it on 12:30 KHAS. They're the two seed. They win 1-0. They lose 2-1. And Nebraska Wesleyan, the one seed, got upset in the first round. So, yes, that's who they play in an elimination game. The 1 and 2 seeds play in an elimination game today. So a lot of work left to do here. Hastings College just hasn't been able to hit the ball. But this is where it always gets interesting, Tony, because now you don't have your number 1 and 2 starters. This is where you see the depth of your pitching staff.
Well, that's the competition in baseball. And, hey, did they not like their – they liked their rotation. They liked 1 through 5, I believe. He said the other day, Coach Bovey told us. He liked the depth of the pitching staff. We'll see if it rises to the top today.
1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. UNK Baseball is hosting Regis today, starting at 4, tomorrow at 1. UNK softball team saw their season come to an end yesterday in the RMAC tournament. Hastings softball team 2-0. So they and Briar Cliff, the two unbeatens, playing today at noon in that double elimination tournament. So best of luck to all of those folks. But may I personally say to our fan and friend Ken, suck it.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at. Now there you go.
Was
you
the one bashing John Buck, I take it? Is that why you went there? Okay.
Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly.
3 for 3, a double, a triple?
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe he's on his way to Omaha anytime soon here. John Buck tripling twice. What did they say? He had 3 triples in 1,700 and some major league at-bats, back-to-back triples yesterday, had a double, drove in 5 runs, and the Royals tied a club record by turning 6 double plays in an 8-6 victory over Toronto. They needed all of that. By the way, the Blue Jays tied their team mark with the 6 double plays. Last week, the Royals hit into 6 double plays when they lost to Cleveland. The Royals hadn't turned that many double plays in a game since 1972. Bottom line is, the Blue Jays lose back-to-back games for the first time this season, and it's at the hands of your Kansas City Royals, who head to Minnesota for a brief road trip this weekend. Tonight, 7:10 go time.
Division leading.
That's right. 12-10, one of their best starts in a long... I mean, 2003, they got off to a great start. But outside of that, this has been about it. So hopefully, overcoming some injuries immediately here, they've got things pointed in the right direction.
And a little Doug and Daddy Karma in the outfield for Willie Bloomquist.
Great diving catch. First at bat, it was an RBI. I mean, it wasn't much of a hot shot. Coco Crisp led off with a triple, but he grounded out to the second baseman and got Coco home. And so, obviously, that's what's going on.
Doug, being out yesterday, so much was made yesterday, and it goes back to the night before, about Dwight Howard throwing the elbow with Dolembert.
Yeah, he's a French guy.
We're just going to change subjects then. We're done?
I thought you were done with that.
We're just moving on to the NBA.
Yeah, you quit talking, so that's fine. So I'm going to move on.
I'm surprised you didn't just talk about the NFL. Let's go to the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox here. Ken has chimed in.
Already.
Wow. Either John Buck listens to the Doug and Daddy show via internet, well, duh, or I have great telepathic powers. He must have got the message. I wasn't happy with him. How is that for wiggling out of a tight spot? Seriously, as I said, I really like John and suffer when he struggles. Let's hope he keeps it going, Ken. What? Hey, Waffle, what'd you have for breakfast this morning, Ken? You have a plate of waffles? Whatever. Bandwagon jumper. Ken, you can't backpedal out of this. Even Michael Jackson couldn't moonwalk you out of this one, brother. Yeah, you just go ahead and bash on the man. John Buck is our favorite Royal. There you go. Okay, Daddy, NBA.
Well, I just go back to Dwight Howard. And nobody's talking about Dolenbar, whoever he is, starts at the top of the key, or about the middle free throw line, with one forearm in the middle of Dwight Howard's back, another arm fully extended, and shoves Dwight Howard 8 feet at least towards the basket. Nobody brings that up. Yes, the elbow was poorly timed. It probably should have done it down on the other end of the floor. But the official watching the whole thing, should he not have immediately said, the foul's right here on Dum-Dum here with a push from behind. Now we've got a technical for a poorly timed elbow. But when you shove somebody of Dwight Howard's size, 8 feet, and no calls made, nobody's talking about that. They're talking about this elbow to the side of the face. Well, you should have hit him with an elbow a hell of a lot harder than you did. You know what? We've all got people in town team basketball that are bullies. Their names are Howard around here, maybe Glenn. You know, tough guys out there, they think. But you know what? When somebody's checking you out, and Dwight Howard, it's not Kirk Heinrichs wasn't checking somebody out. It was Dwight freaking Howard. He weighs 260 pounds. He's 6'10". You're behind him. Tough. You're not getting the rebound, jackass.
Wow.
Well, nobody's taught. Wow, what an elbow. Boy, he should have been suspended for the next 3 years. You know what? No, Dolenbar should have got hit with an elbow right in the middle of the chest down on the other end of the court when no one was looking and crumpled to the floor. And then said, well, what? Why'd that happen? Well, it happened down the other end of the floor when he got shoved 8 feet under the damn basket.
You love the NBA.
Well, we debated this terrible elbow, and nobody thought. What caused the elbow? Was there something that preceded the elbow? Yeah, there was. It was somebody shoving another individual 8 feet, bully boy.
You need to teach these guys how to get away with that first move.
You know what? I'd have got away with the elbow. Nobody saw it, and he'd been laying on the ground. Especially if I had the build of Dwight Howard.
Oh, boy.
You want to grab? You want to pull? I can throw you an elbow.
Wait a minute. Derek? Daddy doesn't have the build of Dwight Howard?
Pretty close. He's pretty svelte. I mean,
okay, I'm a little bit overweight, about 10 pounds over his weight and about 8 inches shorter. But, well, it's great. Just nobody brings this up. Nobody's talked about that.
Great game last night between Chicago and Boston, and now going to be forced to have that on in the background tomorrow night after the Kentucky Derby. Game 7, Bulls and Celtics. Should be a great game. Well, also, tomorrow, it is the final day of racing at Fauner Park. And the Kentucky Derby is part of the race card. And joining us once again, our favorite track announcer, Steve Anderson from high atop Fauner Park in his little cubbyhole. We got to do something about that. Your accommodations need to be a little bit better, Steve-O.
That and a full field of deposit. But you guys are having way too much fun. I think it's illegal, isn't it?
Well, somebody's probably going to give us an elbow to the side of the head when we get over there tomorrow. Steve-O.
I just want to, before you put me on the hot seat here, guys, I heard the great intro you had with some classic race calls. And it suddenly dawned on me that if this is the pecking order of how you rank these track announcers, I was starting to sweat bullets over here at Grand Island because I knew that combo Tuffy call was somewhere in the mix, and I just escaped by being one step above Daddy. And so I live to call another race.
Oh, it's some of our favorite moments over here. Sometimes we listen to it when we're not on the air. But Steve-O, let's start with two things that we've been talking about this week. And again, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm trying to get an answer on what we can do to make what the winning trainer said last week after the Bosselman, the biggest race in Nebraska, to make it better. And when talking to Jeff Apel and talking to Chris Katulak, who are just, you know, two guys that everybody knows in this area, and by no means are they the czars of the horse racing world, they both touched on the purse decline from 100,000 to 75,000. And that didn't just happen this year because, it didn't just happen this year. And it had nothing to do with the economic downturn that we're all feeling right now. Yet, sold out last week, which was outstanding, an outstanding crowd there on Saturday. And the field gets two scratches, and I know you hated to say that the nuts were scratched, but six horses, and we never even mentioned that damn four horse, so I didn't have him at all. But so obviously we were bummed out about the actual race. Steve, give me some help. Is there any talk about, I don't know, improvement, changes? Where are we at?
I know how you feel, guys. And there's, and you know, I'm just the track announcer. You know, I'm just the voice of Fodder Park. Certainly, don't have any part in the decision making process. I can tell you this, in visiting with the folks that I work for directly, it was not their choice to reduce the purse monies in this thing, nor was it the sponsor, the main sponsor of the race, the Bosselman Corporation. The horsemen were the ones that, from what I've been led to believe, have taken the monies out of this race and tried to slant it more in favor of the local horses. But I think you could make the Bosselman $150,000, $175,000, so on and so forth, and I'm not sure that the net result would be any different. You know, as hindsight's always 20/20, guys. But had, you know, we had Wayzata Bay and the nuts both go to the post, this race might have been something that you guys would have talked about for years to come, because it was the story of a rematch in last year's top two. Certainly would be second to none at anything that I've seen over a long period of time. The problem is both horses came up lame. Wayzata Bay, had he not come up lame and run, I can promise you that we probably would have had a five-horse field, because they're sitting out there in the wings. Horses like Budge Man of Sebastian County waiting for graded stake winners, first of all, to declare which direction they're going to go. Nobody wanted to run against Wayzata Bay. I promise you, Budge Man Sebastian County would not have come had Wayzata Bay ran. Now we're looking at a five-horse field ultimately. You know, that doesn't solve the problem in your eyes, and I don't know. You know, had the nuts run and made it a seven-horse field, I'm not sure the nuts could have beat Budge Man. He ran 12 lengths faster than what the nuts ran this race a year ago. Albeit it was in the mud, and the nuts, who stepped up to the plate and hit a home run in the Dowd Mile earlier this year, has been throttled down. He's got to the wire several lengths in front, and he's not even going all out. I really, you know, if all things were perfect, I would have loved to have seen the nuts in there. You know how many ways I tried to say the nuts has been scratched in the Bosselman, and, you know, they just, without saying the obvious, tough call. It was a tough day, but you saw the end result. The turnout was incredible. They were swinging from the rafters. The roar of the crowd I can hear up in the press box, and we have no open windows to the outside, and there weren't that many people suffering the elements. It wasn't a good day to be outside. Everybody was inside, and yet I could feel the place shake. There's something to be said about that. Horse racing's still alive and well at Fodder Park and Grand Island. I don't care if the rest of the circuit in Nebraska goes down, and it certainly may well be that in the future. Fodder Park has found a niche where they've been successful for 56 years. They run at a time of the year when nobody else in the country wants to run, especially in this part of the world. They'll just hook on to a bigger circuit. It could be Prairie Meadows and Remington Park, which would be the most likely, and they'll be the flagship station, so to speak, the send-off station, first leg in the chain, And I think you'll continue to see horse racing here at Fawner Park as we've known it for another 50 years. And I hope I'm a part of it for a good part of that as well.
Well, I hope I'm a good part of it, too, because I have nothing but being positive with you today, Stephen.
You guys are great fans, and I appreciate your candidness. And, you know, they've kind of taken the gag orders away from me. I hope that's out of respect that over the last 6 years that I've worked at Fawner Park, I've been pretty objective. You know, I've got that great journalism training, Doug, that I learned right down the road from you guys. And that always haunts me because, you know, I like to tell it the way it is, too. The first couple of years, you know, when it was raining, I pretty much had to say it was bright and sunny and things were fantastic. But, you know, that's not the reality of the situation. And I'm not blowing smoke here. Budge Mann threw a big race. We begged his connections to bring this horse to Fawner Park last week. And only until Wayzata Bay went down on Wednesday did they finally agree. And, wow, he threw a huge one. I didn't like him any better than third or fourth out of six horses. And, you know, I don't think he'll ever be given his due, and that small field is never going to be given its due. But we really, under the circumstances, we're treated to the best possible scenario with everything else around the outside happening as well.
All right, Steve, we head to this weekend, the final weekend at Fawner Park, and obviously the highlight is the Kentucky Derby, which is the biggest race, you know, other than the Breeders' Cup, but the one single
biggest race.
It's the biggest race. The biggest 2 minutes in sports. Your thoughts, obviously, about the horses in the 20-horse field. I want your thoughts on that first, and then obviously who you like.
Well, I'm a great subscriber to Andy Beyer and the Beyer Speed Ratings guys, so I look at this through rose-colored glasses, but I'm making a stand, just as Mr. Beyer did on his website this morning, against all the horses that come into the Kentucky Derby that have just run on the poly track, the artificial surfaces. Primarily, they're located in the state of California and back at Keeneland in Kentucky. Without experiencing true dirt, which is still, and I hope I don't live long enough to see Churchill Downs convert to the artificial stuff, I'm going to throw out the obvious horses if they've never been on dirt totally, and I'm not going to give another thought to a horse that Garrett Gomez is riding, and I love Garrett dearly because I think he's clearly the best rider in the world. Pioneer of the Nile, stand against him. I don't like him at all. I want revenge. Who ran in behind Pioneer of the Nile on the artificial stuff early in the year. They sent him eastward, and he threw huge races on the dirt, and I think he clearly stands above the rest of the crowd. Dunkirk, who's only had three career starts, I think is going to be right there as well. And your Freezing Fire, who I've understood some of your guests earlier in the week have chosen, certainly on his best day, is going to be in my top three or four. My sleeper pick is General Quarters. But again, I do not like any of the horses that come off the artificial turf. You know, I'm on a dry spell here. I didn't have Big Brown or Barbaro in the last 2 years. But before that, I had a pretty good run with Curlin, a Fleet Alex, Smarty Jones, Funny Side. I'm trying to right the engine, so to speak, and I think I'm on the right track here.
Well, again, I'll ask you because I've got a 50-50 on Papa Clem, and then this morning when we got more folks at Churchill Downs talking about it, I have heard his name. Jerry Bailey spoke of him this morning as maybe a sleeper. What do you think about Papa Clem?
I think anybody that comes out of the Arkansas Derby is a force to contend with, and again, this horse was no better than third when all these great California horses were running against each other, and again, that's without being repetitive. I want revenge and Pioneer of the Nile, but he stepped up pretty good. He has a nice Beyer speed rating on the dirt in the Arkansas Derby. I saw him work out last night. I was watching the satellite racing channels, and of course, they all look like men amongst boys, don't they? He's a huge horse. He's got a stride second to none of anybody I've seen. And I love Oaklawn Park. I love Terry Wallace, the race caller there, and all the folks that have worked there for years and years. Yeah, Papa Clem's got a soft spot in my heart. And he'd be no surprise. The price is going to be right on him and his rider, Rafael Bejarano. He's a close second now to Garrett Gomez. He's clearly one of the top two, he being number two riders in the world.
A lot of the guys, Chris made a pick. Randy Moss made a pick this morning on Hold Me Back. In fact, Chris Katulak says he almost is thinking about making Hold Me Back his number one choice. What are your thoughts there?
I'm glad Chris said that. He's on a real dry spell, as I recall, all for his lifetime. I'd love to have a chance to debate this with him, but at any rate, he is a good friend of mine and a predecessor as well, calling races at Ponder Park. He's another horse that primarily has run strictly on the artificial turf. These horses are more conducive, in my view, and I'm not an expert on it, of wanting to run on the turf. That's why all these turf horses from Europe did so well last fall in the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, and that's why, again, I don't like Hold Me Back. I like the trainer. I like the rider. He's had one start on the dirt. It was at Aqueduct Racetrack, and he was just another animal that day running with the pack, and I think that's what he'll do tomorrow. Run with the pack. Right, Daddy? Combo Tuffy, baby.
Well, Steve, you know, I bring up the 20-horse field, but I'm getting my first chance to look at the actual form right now. And I'm just looking down here, and I'm looking. Number one, West Side Bernie, doesn't belong. Musket Man, doesn't belong. Advice, doesn't belong. You can sing Mind That Bird, doesn't belong. I think you can get rid of about 10 of these horses right off the bat.
Now, hold on here, Daddy. You've just been breathing fire down my neck for the last 2.5 weeks about a short field in the Bossaman, and now you want to cut half the entries out of the Kentucky Derby. That doesn't add up in my book.
Well, here's all I want. I want a way. I just think some of these horses, they don't belong. When you've made $150,000 and you're in the greatest race in the world.
Now, Daddy, here's what Steve and I are trying to say to you. You played 11-man football, right?
Yes.
You played 5-man on the floor at basketball, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you were the greatest, but you couldn't play 1-on-5. You had to have 5 people on the floor. Obviously, the other 4 not as good as you.
Oh,
but
geez.
That's what we've got here in the Kentucky Derby, right, Steve?
Listen, as long as they don't run out of money, guys, and they've committed to 20 entries, and these folks want to throw tens of thousands of dollars away just to nominate them, and then enter them, and then they got to pay more to show up at the gate. I say more power to them. I use this analogy in closing here today. It was in the Arkansas Derby, the first one I ever went to, which was about 16 years ago. Horse by the name of Rockamundo, who couldn't win at Ag Park in Columbus as a 2-year-old,
okay,
was sent off that day at 99-1. Anyway, he wins the Arkansas Derby, pays $212, and that's why they run the races, Daddy. The rest is history. You never, ever know on any given day. I like the 20-horse field. Bring them all.
I'll let you email me, Steve. Take a look at 17, Summer Bird, another one that Daddy doesn't think should belong in the field. You like the favorite, I Want Revenge, followed by Dunkirk, Freezing Fire, and General Quarters, right?
Hey, man, that's good enough to me. I love you guys. You still got the passion. Please come over and visit us. I'm moving to State Fair Park. The door is always open, and they got plenty of seating in Lincoln this year, let me tell you. You never have to worry about getting shut out.
I'll see you tomorrow, bud.
Hey, guys. Great to see you at the races.
Steve Anderson, they're racing today. They're racing tomorrow to wrap it up at Fodder Park. We need to take a break. We'll make our picks. Carl Pellini, defensive coordinator for the Huskers, on the other side.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Bud Light presents the Great River Road Thunder Jam. Rev up your engines and head to Nebraska's premier motorcycle festival June 13th, located at the I-80 Archway Monument. Enjoy barbecue, beer tents, flea markets, putt and polish bike show, Thunder Jam shootout, and more. Everyone's welcome. Main Stage presents Atlanta Rhythm Section with guests Michael Lee Perkins and the OK Sisters. Brought to you by H&H Distributing, U.S. Army, Kearney Visitors Bureau, Kearney Yamaha, Harley-Davidson Central, and Microtel Inn. For more information and tickets, log on to thunderjamnow.com.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Baseball is back, and after a long, hard day of work, stop by Slugger's. Sit back and relax while watching your favorite baseball team play on the big screen. Enjoy a cold beverage and a pretty damn good charburger while talking baseball with knowledgeable people. Sluggers, your local baseball paradise. And check out the new outdoor beer garden. Sluggers, just a long fly ball off South Locust at 707 Anna Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long.
It's steak you're looking for? Texas T-Bone is the place for steak. Nobody's going to give you more choices in steak than Texas T-Bone. Nobody. You know, we've got the greatest variety in steaks. We have four sizes of T-Bone steak, four sizes of sirloin, two sizes of ribeye, two sizes of filet mignon. We have New York strip. You can get it sauced. You can get it marinated. You can get it any way you want it, you know.
Steak's done right. Texas T-Bone. Texas T-Bone.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
Off and running.
The sleekest three-year-olds on 4 feet have one shot at glory in the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown.
Top of the lane of the Derby.
The Run for the Roses, Saturday at 4.
In front by an egg.
On ESPN Radio Superstation.
Makes his move on the far outside, and here he comes, and they turn for home.
The Kentucky Derby.
Wins it by a length and three quarters.
From the stations not horsing around when it comes to sports. ESPN 1460 at 1550 AM.
We'll stay mainly cloudy across the area through the day today with more scattered showers possible, especially early on with a high temperature in the mid-50s. Winds will stay variable at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers with lows near 40. Slight chance of showers as well for Saturday with a high near 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Nebraska defensive coordinator Carl Pelini is going to join us. And while we wait to take a chance to talk to the coach here, we remind you that tonight it's a Kearney American Legion Baseball Fundraiser, Daddy.
Yeah, Broadfoot Sand and Gravel going on, 6 o'clock go time. I believe it's a $10 ticket to get you in the door, but there's games, there's raffles, there's a kid zone. All the baseball players will be on hand. All the proceeds go to Kearney American Legion Baseball, juniors and seniors. And
6 to 9.
Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, just south of it'll be the interstate in Kearney, just south of the arena entrance, the next exit south.
And Broadfoot Sand and Gravel also wants to give you a chance to go watch Nebraska take on Missouri tonight. And let's give you a chance right now. If you would like a family four-pack of tickets, 1-888-455-ESPN, caller number 4, 1-888-455-ESPN, and we will give you a family four-pack of tickets to go watch Mike Anderson's Nebraska Cornhuskers take on Tim Jamison's Missouri Tigers. Of course, we talked to Coach Jamison on the Doug and Daddy Show yesterday. If you missed any of that, you can check out our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. At ESPNSuperstation.com.
Carl Pelini expected to join us shortly here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And as we get ready to talk to the coach again, 1-888-455-ESPN. Caller 4 gets a four-pack of tickets to tonight's game, Nebraska-Missouri. You'll have to be able to pick those up here at the studio. But getting ready to do some more recruiting, it never stops. They're always working, and we are pleased to welcome for the first time to the Doug and Daddy Show, the defensive coordinator, and, of course, the best-looking brother in the Pelini family of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Carl Pelini, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. I understand that it's time to get back out on the road for you.
Yeah, I'm just packing up stuff to get ready to leave Sunday for California. I'll be out there for 3 weeks. So,
Carl, when's your slow time? Is there a slow time?
Oh, there used to be. Not anymore.
Cardinal Mooney.
I'm trying to figure that out. Actually, we do get some vacation time in the summer after the camps are over. But really, you know, once the season's over, you're in the winter workouts and you're spending time with film from the season and doing that evaluation. Then you're right in the spring ball, and then spring ball, you're in the spring recruiting, and then camps. And so really there isn't a downtime, as you put it.
Carl, now that you've had a chance to look back on spring, how satisfied are you with where the team is?
Very satisfied. I thought we made great strides this spring. I think we're a more physical team. I think we've got better depth, and because of that, we've got better competition. And I think heading into camp, there's a lot of open positions. And one thing I did notice, and I know it's overused in the coaching world, but competition just breeds improvement. And one thing, you know, everywhere we had open competition for positions, we had a lot of improvement. And I'm talking about especially on the back end at the linebacker positions and in the secondary. And we had tremendous improvement in those areas. And there's still a lot of guys still fighting for playing time. And as long as you have that, you're in a good situation.
Nebraska defensive coordinator Carl Pelini joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Carl, we've had a lot of the current players and then some of the kids that were getting ready to go into the draft and free agency on the show here in the last couple of weeks. They all seem to be in agreement that things are pointed in the right direction, and the kids that were playing, still a part of the team, obviously, liked the workout and the enthusiasm in spring football. Was it like you'd been coaching 8-10 years at Nebraska when spring started this year compared to what you had to go into last year?
Yeah, I mean, there's just such the level of understanding was so much better. And really, the nice thing, I thought, something that we did this year is we went back and started over, much like we did last year. And what that did is, you know, last year we started from the beginning, but there was no foundation built in terms of an understanding of what we were trying to do. And so it just took so much time, and the growth was slow. This year we went back and started over, but we did that with a basic understanding of our concepts far beyond where we were beginning, and that review was great for us. I really felt like once we started moving on to the more difficult concepts that we present to our guys, they were just so much more solid in their understanding of that because we did have time to review for 3 or 4 days prior to moving on.
Carl Pelini joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Carl, I got a text message here from Trenton Carney that wants to know, ask Carl what's been more challenging, teaching kids proper technique or shaping kids' mental character?
Oh, I think equally. But, you know, something that we believe, and I believe this wholeheartedly, I don't think there is a separation there. I just think, you know, you talk about character. You can't have character off the field or in the classroom unless you have it in every aspect of your life. And you're never going to be a great football player unless you have it. And I'm talking about just, you know, loyalty, people you can trust to do things the way you ask them to do it. Approach every workout and every class and every social event with the same, you know, the same type of integrity. And so, you know, just once you develop that character, it's going to show up on the field, not the field.
Carl Pelini joins us, Nebraska defensive coordinator here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, obviously we've got a few kids here in the Tri-Cities and that listening area that are either have seen some time or may continue to see some time here. One of those is just starting to get into the mix in Jared Crick. Another one is a senior in Colton Kohler out of Harvard. Tell us a little bit about their development this spring.
Well, Colton had a lot of experience playing at the end of last year. And more or less, you know, for Colton, everybody says, well, he played a lot, he should have been way ahead. But really where he played was in bigger personnel groupings. And a lot of his experience came when we were facing 12 and 21 personnel or two backs or two tight end type, you know, heavier sets. And so this spring he was really exposed to playing a lot more, you know, against the one back stuff, against the more spread type of packages, and so there's a big learning curve for him as far as that goes. But he had a great spring. He's really starting to be decisive as a linebacker, and making quick reads, and he's just, he gets better every day. It's very important to him. He asks a lot of questions. He comes up a lot on his free time, and is always looking to get better. Derek Craig, now I've got a soft spot for Jared. There's no harder worker in our program. I mean, he approaches every day like it's the most important day. He works hard. He improves every day. He works hard on his technique, and he's going to be a heck of a player here before it's all said and done. There's no question in my mind.
Okay, a couple other people that emerged, and maybe some people didn't see this coming in Central Nebraska, was Lance Thorell getting to start 5 games for you a year ago, and then Matthew May as well, Coach.
Yeah, well, I'll start with Matt, just because Matt, to me, was one of the most pleasant surprises of spring, and I say surprise only because of his lack of experience at the position, but we knew he was a heck of an athlete. And, he's one of those linebackers that's always going to be around the football. And even if he doesn't make the read quite correctly or he makes a little mistake due to inexperience, he always seems to find his way to the football. Great athlete, good speed, can do everything you ask him to do. I think, Matt's in for great things here at Nebraska. I don't have any doubt about that. And Lance, Lance is steady Eddie, and I think everybody keeps talking about him being a surprise. He's another guy that, all spring you throw his position up for grabs, and you start getting burning the kids' red shirts and throwing all this competition at him, and he just doesn't make mistakes. I mean, he stays where he is, and nobody can seem to push him out of his spot, which is great, and it's good for Matt or Lance because he improves all the time, he's a heck of a steady performer, and he's going to get a lot of time next year too.
Well, just so you know, Coach, Lance was my MVP 8 times for your defense a year ago.
Right. Well, he probably should have been. I mean, it's funny. Everybody, I hear a kid like Lance having success where he kind of surprises people, and it seems like the general feeling in the media is, well, these other people need to beat him out. Well, the thing about that is he's a heck of a good football player, and it's going to be very difficult for anybody to move into his position.
Carl Pelini joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he's getting ready to get back out on the recruiting trail. Coach, everybody obviously is going to have their eyes on Ndamukong Suh. What is it? Obviously, it means they're going to be a great NFL-type talent back to play another year of college football. What are the ramifications of him staying and how that maybe affects the other guys on the line?
Think about Suh is he is a really good technician, and he's very cerebral. I mean, he's not just a jump in there and use his strength and overpower people kind of guy. He can do that when he wants to. But I think he understands how much more effective he is when he plays within the system. And that's a lesson that it's difficult to teach young guys, that you make more plays by playing within the system. And he's just a great role model to have around to point to those younger guys and say, hey, look at him. As talented as he is, he's not out freelancing. He's doing the things we ask him to do, and that's where his success is coming from. And anytime you have someone right there that the other guys are seeing practice and how they prepare day to day, it's just important as a teacher to be able to have that person to model that for you.
Well, and Carl, before this became the Doug and Daddy Show, it was the Doug and Matt Show, and I would just like to know how you and Matt are progressing on with the sale of your Got Carl T-shirts.
Oh, we're progressing very well. They just can't keep them in stock over at the bookstore.
I thought little Matt would never be able to pull something like that off. That's outstanding. Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Daddy is all fired up about 2 things this week. Well, he's always fired up about Husker football and the Kentucky Derby. You keep an eye on the horses at all?
No, you know what, though? I'm fired up about the Pittsburgh Penguins. See, I'm a huge hockey fan, and I follow the Penguins, and they're playing the Washington Capitals this weekend. So I'm excited about that getting kicked off. And I'll watch the Kentucky Derby, but I'll be more interested in what's going on with the Penguins game.
Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some moments this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Safe travels, and keep up the good work with you and the crew in Lincoln.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Defensive coordinator Carl Pelini of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, pleased to have him for the first time on the program here today in California for 3 weeks. Tell me you're not recruiting every day. what is that? I mean, is it just glorified butt-kissing? I mean, I don't know. It's got to be a gig. That has got to be a gig. We have given away, obviously, our Nebraska baseball tickets. What we got there, Derek?
Mike from Grand Island was the fourth caller, so he's got himself a set.
And, Derek, does Pittsburgh have a chance against
Washington? Yes, absolutely. Pittsburgh has a chance, and that'll probably
that's
be the
Crosby
most.
Crosby Ovechkin, right?
Yep, that's and that right there will be why it'll be very intriguing, because earlier this season they were kind of having a war of words and a little bit of some play out on the ice, too, checking each other, pushing each other around a bit. So that should be interesting.
Is Ovechkin the new star, I mean, to the game?
Yeah, and I think he's probably more of a complete player because he brings the physical presence, not so much like Sidney does. But I don't know. But Crosby's got outstanding skills. Should be a great series.
Have you been having a grudge match with your grill? Well, then check out the Green Mountain Grills at Troutman's Quality Meats. Carney, what?
Oh,
I just you
that's
know
a pellet grill as well.
By the way, my brother-in-law said today that he's hoping that the weekend goes well enough that he can invest in a new grill. And so I told him about these Green Mountain grills that are available at Troutman's. Carrie and the gang, well, they're there to put the stuff on the grill, and whether it's sirloins or whatever kind of steak you want, maybe you put a little fish on there, maybe you put just a nice little. I mean, Dad, you have the whole gamut here. Sometimes I can't even believe the stuff you throw on a grill. Maybe it's just the freshest USA ground chuck in town.
I'm a marinating fool!
Well, snack sticks and jerky are for the golf bag or the tackle box. Get them. Maybe you're going to the games this weekend. And with graduation coming up, think Troutman's. Maybe you need to make a big meal. They've got the prime rib, maybe some ham. Maybe you just need some party platters. It's there for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, where the Green Mountain Grills are in. This grill, you can digitally control your cooking temperature. And then, of course, everything to put on the grill. Troutman's Quality Meats, across from Bob's Superstore, Highway 30 in Kearney. Back to talk boxing and give you our Kentucky Derby picks in a moment.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. 2 weeks ago, I called my mom, asked her how things were going. She said, well, I've got to replace 3 windows in the house. I said, Mom, that's expensive. She says, yeah, I know. I said, why don't you let me take care of those? She said, you know, you're such a sweet son. Ah, Mom, I said. It's what sons do for moms. Here's what else they do. They buy them flowers at proflowers.com. How about this? 100 colorful blooms for Mom. Only $19.99. This offer expires tonight. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, right-hand corner, enter the password Colin, or you can call 1-800-PROFLOWERS and mention Colin. Listen, as our moms get older, very little time to do special things. Order your mom beautiful flowers. Think about the years of having to clean your diapers. Come on, grotesque. Stand up and do what's right for Mom. ProFlowers.com. $19.99. 100 colorful blooms for Mom. It expires tonight. Order now.
It seems to me there's more to college than just hitting the books.
Nobody knows the Huskers any better than Sean Callahan, and he's bringing the latest game films, recruiting footage, and insider information to the Balls, Bullseyes, and Fanatics Tour, the BBF, brought to you by your BFF ESPN Radio Superstation. The Balls, Bullseyes, and Fanatics Tour featuring Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated is coming next week to your favorite sports bar. It's Tuesday, May 5th, Balls Sports Bar and Grill on State Street in Grand Island from 7 to 9. Wednesday, May 6th. Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, West 2nd Street in Hastings from 4 until 6. Come early for burgers and 13 wings and beer for $3.99. Thursday, Fanatics on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, 7 until 9 o'clock. Come in early and enjoy pizza, wings, or burgers all in a non-smoking atmosphere. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for details. Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated coming next week to your favorite sports bars from ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll stay mainly cloudy across the area through the day today with more scattered showers possible, especially early on with a high temperature in the mid-50s. Winds will stay variable at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers with lows near 40. Slight chance of showers as well for Saturday with a high near 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Hi, back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Want to remind you, Dyna-Gro, no-till tough as soybeans. They've got Roundup-ready soybeans bred to perform in reduced tillage environments. Maybe you're short a few bags, still got them at Dyna-Gro. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Don't know who that is for sure. Call 1-800-652-9298. 1-800-652-9298. Got new varieties. They've got what suits your farming operation and where it's located. That's the way they work at Dyna-Gro, because what works in Donovan may not work south of Broken Bow. And that's why they've got specialized dealers with specialized soybeans for your individual operation. Call them today, 1-800-652-9298. Dyna-Gro, no-till tough. Hey, they're bred to perform in reduced tillage environments. Well, there's other things going on this weekend, Douglas. There really is.
Foreign boxers punching each other.
Yes, East meets the West. Manny Pacquiao meets Ricky Hatton, and we're joined right now by a roving reporter, Rockin' Rusty. Rockin' Rusty joins us. Rockin', how are you?
I'm doing great. I didn't know if you guys would ever get to probably the best sporting event of the weekend.
Oh, my God. Before we get to this, did I see Jose Canseco's going MMA?
He's going to fight Hongman Choi, which shouldn't last very long, because I think Hongman Choi will probably just take a little bop him on top of the serrated melon, and it should be all over, I would guess.
Now tell me about Pacquiao Patton. This is one that everybody's been waiting for, Rusty.
I tell you what, it ought to be back to the days of Arturo Gatti and Irish Mickey Ward. I mean, it ought to be just pretty much nonstop. Pacquiao is about a 2.5-to-1 favorite, probably because he beat the old legend De La Hoya. But
is that overshadowed? De La Hoya is kind of out of it, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, he's actually retired, and probably with good reason. Because Pacquiao beat him senseless.
Is Pacquiao the best fighter out there right now?
Right now, unless little Floyd Mayweather, who most people hate, unless he comes back. Yeah, Pacquiao would be the best pound for pound, but he's moving up again in weight, and Hatton's never been beat at 140, and I would have to lean a little, if I was a betting man, I would have to lean to Hatton, I think, if I was going to.
Good thing you're not.
Yeah.
I tell you what, guys,
I'm glad I'm not in Vegas hanging out with all those Brits.
Something intriguing about this fight, Pacquiao, if he gets the win, he'll be a sixth weight division that he's won. He started out his career at flyweight. This is what's amazing about Pacquiao. He started his career out at 106 pounds, and he's progressively gone up in weight, which obviously when you're that small, you know, you're putting on weight, probably not too bad. But he's now fighting at 140,
obviously,
trying to win his sixth title at a
sixth different
weight
division.
Obviously,
Derek, and that's who Daddy's going to be rooting for. You know, a guy that can go up in weight throughout his career. Well, Rockin', what are we looking for here then? What's your prediction on this fight? I mean, as an odds guy, you like the odds here for Hatton, but do you think he can finish this fight? It's going to have to go the distance for him to win, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think he's got a shot at knocking him out. As long as he keeps the pressure on and gets Pacquiao moving backwards, I think that's his key. If he tries to move him backwards and Pacquiao just peppers him because he's got too much hand speed, it could be a long night for Ricky, but I don't know. If I was going to take it, I would have to take Hatton, just thinking that it's going to be pretty much just a battle of wills. And he, like I say, he's never lost at 140, and I'd have to lean to Ricky.
two different styles of fight. Hatton wants to keep it close while Pacquiao wants to keep some distance between them.
That's what I would guess. And Pacquiao might go ahead and bang with him too, so it could be just an awesome fight. But once again, it's like MMA where you got a bunch of good pre-fights. Who knows who the pre-fights are? By the way, there are a couple Ellenberger guys fighting in Council Bluffs. Ex-Loper wrestlers be going at it this weekend. Victory Fighting Championships for a whole other can of worms.
Well, is that the biggest MMA deal this weekend?
As far as I know around here, I think Joe is fighting for the championship, and Jake is just on the card, I believe. But ex-Lopers, nonetheless.
A couple of those pre-fights in the middleweights, we've got Dan Jacobs and Michael Walker. Between them, they're 34-1. And then the last fight before the main event is Humberto Soto against Benoit, what is that,
Gaudet?
I thought the only Humberto I knew was a poker player.
Well, Michael Walker's JJ's first cousin.
Okay, we've lost it here. So your official prediction, Rusty, is you're going to take Ricky Hatton with the upset?
I would take him with the upset, but I think it's anybody's fight. I think the odds are really inflated because of what Pacquiao did to De La Hoya. And I don't think he might be just a touch better than Hatton. But I'll tell you what, I'll take Hatton and have him push in the fight. And, yeah, either, he might knock him out, but I'd say by decision.
And who's going to win the Kentucky Derby?
That horse that gets the nose in front.
Rock and Rusty, our MMA and professional boxing analyst on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, bud.
Hey, you too, guys. We'll talk to you later.
We need to take a break, and when we come back, we'll give you our Kentucky Derby selections right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
It's that time of year again, when the guys who do the real work in this country get back to it. Yep, you can smell it in the air. The deep, rich, premium leather aroma of genuine Red Wing shoes. So come in for a tune-up, pick up some new insoles or accessories, or step up to a new hard-working pair. Red Wing shoes, built to fit, built to last, since 1905.
Red Wing has shovel-ready boots for your job. Find a store near you at redwingshoes.com.
Listen up. True story. I went to Advance Auto Parts because it's May and it's beautiful out, and they have a great deal on Turtle Wax Ice Wash and Shine products. I bought two containers, like their deal said, and I immediately saved $5. Hey, I'm not trying to sound like one of those guys at the mall selling knives, okay? But this Turtle Wax Ice is amazing. This new formula made my car shine brighter than my ex-wife's 4-carat diamond. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Your business needs customers. MarketingFirepower.info provides the information you need to get those customers. Right now, preview all of the Marketing Firepower information free. We'll even provide a free webinar download that shows you how to be more effective in the Yellow Pages for less. Become a member and receive a free 30-minute consultation to keep your business growing in this recession. I'm Van Coker, and I invite you to change your future at marketingfirepower.info.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll stay mainly cloudy across the area through the day today with more scattered showers possible, especially early on with a high temperature in the mid-50s. Winds will stay variable at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers with lows near 40. Slight chance of showers as well for Saturday with a high near 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Doug and Daddy show. There may be a couple of stories that just slid through the cracks when you weren't paying attention. The Denver Broncos have released running back Selvin Young. That leaves them with first-round draft pick Knowshon Moreno, Peyton Hillis, Ryan Torian, J.J. Arrington, Lamont Jordan, and former Husker Carrell Buchholder.
Okay.
There's a new men's basketball coach at Wayne State. Paul Combs comes from Division III Wisconsin-Platteville. They beat Division I Bradley last year and were ranked number one in the country. Nebraska guard Ryan Anderson has declared for the NBA draft. Coach Doc Sadler saying that Anderson doesn't plan to sign with an agent and he expects him to be back. Sadler said Anderson declared for the draft so he could get an evaluation from NBA personnel officials. What do you think that evaluation will be, Daddy?
Stay in school because you have no chance.
And again, GPAC. Softball and baseball. Baseball going on in Hastings at the bottom of the hour. Hastings will be taking on Nebraska Wesley in an elimination game, 12:30 KHAS. It's right now. We have our selections for the Kentucky Derby. Daddy, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go with the six-horse Freezing Fire. I think it's kind of the chalk talk, but I've got a couple other horses. My second choice is Regal Ransom, and I do that for one reason only, and that's because, well, the money he's won for one, $1.2 million, and it's been 7 years since Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum first brought a horse to the Kentucky Derby.
Ooh,
you know what? They've got money to play, and play with it they will, and they bring these horses over here to try and steal a big one, and they're going to try and steal it with Regal Ransom. We've got another horse, but it comes out of a far, far post in a desert place, I believe, is a 19th horse. I'm going to take Regal Ransom, the 13, I Want Revenge, and the 15, Dunkirk. And Douglas, while we're talking about animals, I want to throw this out for the folks, too. Saturday and Sunday, Kearney Area Humane Society, it's got a pet adopt-a-thon going on from 9 in the morning till 9 p.m. So just a reminder out there, springtime, get the kids a puppy, kitty, Kearney Area Humane Society, got them. 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock at night, both Saturday and Sunday. Games going on all day.
Are you going to be there? Hugs for you? Okay. All right, here's my picks. I'm going to start with the long shot on the board. Did you pick a long shot? Because I'm like Steve Anderson. I like looking at speed ratings, and I also like look at horses that are improving. At 50-1 is Summer Bird. It finished third in the Arkansas Derby, where Papa Clem came away as a winner. But the Arkansas Derby, every time I get on the Arkansas Derby, they stink. But then here in the last couple years, all of a sudden. So here I go again. Summer Bird as the long shot. But, Daddy, all I'm hearing is I Want Revenge is a horse that's going to fly at the end. And right now, I can't. Those are the horses I like. It doesn't matter necessarily how they break as long as they can get comfortable somewhere on the back stretch and then cut it loose. There's horses that have to get out quick and go sometimes are a problem. I think Dunkirk is right there as well. I Want Revenge, Dunkirk, and who was the other one I put?
Summer Bird.
And I also, what did I have here? Papa Clem, I think, has got a chance, by the way. And Freezing Fire looks pretty good, but this is a horse that needs to get out quickly. I'm going to throw Freezing Fire out. I'm going to throw him out because everybody else likes him. So that's what I'm going to go with right there is that trifecta. I will put Summer Bird in my trifecta. I am going to say the winner is the favorite. That's the 13 horse. I Want Revenge. Dunkirk, Summer Bird. 13, 15, 17, and then I'll put Papa Clem in there as the superfecta choice.
Well, fair enough.
Okay with that?
Yeah, we're all over the place.
We are so over time, folks. Thanks for being with us today. We want to thank Nebraska defensive coordinator Carl Pelini for joining us on the program today, only to overshadow Rock and Rusty, our boxing and MMA expert, and, of course, Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fonner Park. Hope you're heading over there this weekend. It's the final weekend of live racing. And if you do, hope we get to see you. Have a great weekend, everyone. We're back with a whole lot more on Monday.
See you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN
Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.